After September 11th, there was widespread fear that Muslims in this country might be harassed and have their patriotism questioned. So far, nationwide, there's been less of a backlash against Muslims than was expected. But in Cleveland, people are taking a second look at one man in particular. Even those who resist bigotry have questions about the city's top Muslim cleric after revelations that he was linked to radical Muslims. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
For more than 10 years, Imam Fawaz Damra was among the most respected religious leaders in Cleveland. He attracted a congregation of 5,000 people.
Allah, in another verse in the Quran, said, "Sakhkhara lakum ma fil ardi jami'an." He subjugated whatever in the earth for our own benefit. So we are the trustees.
As head of the Islamic Center of Greater Cleveland, Imam Damra has constructed the biggest mosque in Ohio. The studious, bearded 40-year-old, a Palestinian immigrant, became a leading advocate of cooperation among Muslims, Christians, and Jews.
I am being champion when it comes to justice and peace in the town here, and I will not allow anybody to keep me away from doing what I continue to do here, and that is to build the bridge of peace, understanding, and respect among people of different faith.
Damra is referring to the growing number of people in Cleveland who now doubt his words. That includes some fellow Muslims who in recent weeks tried to have him ousted from his own mosque. The rush of suspicion and anger that now threatened Damra began days after the terrorist attacks, when a local TV station ran a videotape of Damra asking fellow Muslims to contribute money to kill Jews.
The jihad is still going on in Palestine. The Intifada is calling on you. Donate $500. Who would add to that $500? Who would add $500?
Here is the description of Jews that Damra used to stir his fundraising efforts.
Directing all rifles at the first and last enemy of the Islamic nation, and that is the sons of monkeys and pigs, the Jews.
Release of the tape prompted other religious leaders to question whether they should trust Damra. Several prominent religious leaders in the city, who had been working closely with the imam, wanted nothing to do with him after they saw the tape. One of them is Ken Chalker of the United Methodist Church.
I was stunned and sickened and just incredulous. It was so opposite of the man who was embracing the bishop of the Roman Catholic Diocese here in Cleveland, who was standing next to one of our leading rabbis, and who said publicly how much people needed to understand and hear from him that the Muslim faith is not one that condones this kind of senseless violence as was witnessed at the trade towers.
But Imam Damra says the words on the tape are more than 10 years old, recorded in 1991, and reflect the young Palestinian's anger at Israel.
Well, unfortunately, back then I was, you know, somebody who just came to this country as a Palestinian myself, seeing what is happening in that part of the world, the conflict in my homeland, Palestine. Nevertheless, I think those statements are indefensible, and I regret saying what I said in that tape, because that is not what my faith teach me. My life has been transformed since then.
Now, in the immediate aftermath of the release of this tape, you did not offer an apology. Instead, you said, you were speaking in terms of sons of pigs and monkeys. You said you were speaking about a specific segment of the Jewish community.
I was referring to the Israelis. I was not referring to all Jews. But nevertheless, we all make mistakes. We all make foolish statements in our youth and in our ignorance.
Shortly after September 11th, a drunken driver purposely crashed a car into the mosque. One of the local leaders who rushed to the mosque to support the imam was the head of the Cleveland chapter of the American Jewish Committee, Martin Plax. The morning after the videotape aired, Plax phoned Damra, seeking an explanation.
I expected something more than just simply, well, you know, that happened a long time ago. You know, it just bothered me about the question of raising money to murder people. It just seemed to me that that was an act that was just vicious.
And a few days later, the Cleveland Plain Dealer reported that the federal government named Damra as an unindicted co-conspirator in the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center. Damra confirmed that he is the person named in the indictment, but says he was simply caught in a wide net cast by prosecutors. His only involvement, he explains, was leading a New York mosque where people convicted of the bombing also worshipped. He denies any involvement with the bombing.
In 1993, after this bombing, I was investigated by FBI, and I sat with them for a couple of hours. I explained to them what is my role. So if there is anything I was doing wrong, FBI would be on the intelligence agents community, will be in my door asking me what's my role on this.
A spokesman for the FBI would neither confirm nor deny any active probe into Dahmer's activities. And Dahmer still has supporters in the community. One of them is the pastor of the United Church of Christ, Warner Lang.
I stand by my belief in him being a man of peace. I think it's happening to him because he is at the center of a great storm that engulfs all of us internationally. Following World War I, we had the witch hunt against Sacco and Vanzetti. I'm afraid that we're repeating this with the Arab American community, and he is a symbol and a great leader in the Muslim community.
There are still people who fear the imam could be using his mosque to raise money for terrorists. Reverend Chalker of the United Methodist Church says he can no longer trust Dahmer.
And it's a whole issue, perhaps, of hiding in plain sight.
Do you believe, then, that Imam Dahmer, in fact, continues to raise money for terrorist groups, that he is supportive of a man like Osama bin Laden?
Until Imam Dahmer is willing to place himself in a public forum with Jewish rabbis of this community, persons of various faith persuasions, and answer directly the questions put to him in such a forum, I continue to have serious questions and doubts.
Dahmer thinks these stories have surfaced just now because Jews feared that as an accepted mainstream religious leader, he was becoming too powerful in Cleveland political circles. Chalker dismisses Dahmer's suspicion that the Jewish community leaked the videotape and planted the Plain Dealer news story.
I think that's nonsense. He made the tape, not the Jewish community. He made the comments, monkeys and pigs, not the Jewish community. How in the world can you blame the victim?
Dahmer says he is a loyal American, and if he knew of any sleeper cells hiding in his mosque, he would tell the federal government.
We do not support oppressive regime in the Middle East because we happen to be Arab or Muslims. Muslims are like most Americans. So anybody suggests they are division in their loyalty, they are not telling you the truth. We are patriotic as any other American.
Like the Apostle Paul after walking the road to Damascus, Dahmer says he is now a changed man. His anti-Semitism and support for terrorism has been replaced, he said, with a passion for bringing people of all faiths together. The question is whether he still has the credibility to do that. Juan Williams, NPR News, Cleveland.
That story is part of an NPR News collaboration with PBS. Now, with Bill Moyers, explores issues, events, ideas shaping our world and changing our lives. It premieres tonight and airs every Friday at 9 Eastern Time. Check PBS.org for local listings.